Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of The Mortal Instruments, Book 5, City of Lost Souls by Cassandra Clare, narrated by Molly C. Quinn.
No man chooses evil because it is evil. He only mistakes it for happiness, the good he seeks. Mary Wollstonecraft. Prologue. Simon stood and stared numbly at the front door of his house. He'd never known another home. This was the place his parents had brought him back to when he was born. He had grown up within the walls of the Brooklyn row house. He played on the street under the leafy shade of the trees in the summer and had made improvised sleds out of garbage can lids in the winter. In this house, his family had sat Shiva after his father had died. Here he had kissed Clary for the first time. He had never imagined a day when the door of the house would be closed to him. The last time he had seen his mother, she had called him a monster and prayed at him that he would go away. He had made her forget that he was a vampire, using glamour, but he had not known how long the glamour would last. As he stood in the cold autumn air, staring in front of him, he knew it had not lasted long enough. The door was covered with signs, stars of David splashed on in paint, the incised shape of the symbol for Chai, life. Tefillin were bound to the doorknob and knocker. Ahamsa, the hand of God, covered the peephole. Numbly put his hand to the metal mezuzah affixed to the right side of the doorway. He saw the smoke rise from the place where his hand touched the holy object, but he felt nothing.